This is a dictation for Kimberly Crawford, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D. Date of service is 1/27/2022. Date of accident 12/19/2021. Date of birth 7/22/1968. The patient presents herself for a follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended on a passenger side on 12/19/2021 as a restrained driver, leading to head injury, chest trauma from the steering wheel, neck whiplash, dizziness, ringing in the ear, nausea, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, right knee, and the right side of the neck, with the tingling, numbness, or radiculopathy to the right front of the leg. The patient reports that she's scared to drive or ride a car, and she's panicky, PTSD is there, anxiety, sleep problems, headaches. The pain in the lower back is around 7. Her pain in the neck and shoulder has resolved, and it's very minimal, not bothering her. The pain level varies from 3 to 8. And 70% pain is reported relieved. ADLs that are affected are general activity, walking ability 7, work is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports headaches, dizziness, vertigo, and denies any vision disturbance, balance problem, memory issues, or confusion, disorientation, none of them. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the knee on the right side, and some and a pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and some stiffness in the right shoulder, neck, and lower back. Difficulty walking at all times. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of stomach pain. GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. Respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, or chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain in the right knee is now actually worse, and it is almost like 8 to 9 since she's unable to walk. In last 30 days, no other changes in the medical history other than knee pain is reported. No changes in surgery or hospitalization or weight loss or any other trauma. Current pain medication is problem number 3, and substance abuse none is reported. Full compliance is reported. Physical examination, blood pressure is 148/106, pulse is 84, pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the physical examination is from the previous visit of 1/13/2022, dictation number 0117-022. Along with diagnosis, plan of care is as follows. The patient is states that her knee brace that arrived from the DME company did not fit her. It was too large to use. And so she is requesting a new knee brace. Along with this, she also did not receive a neck brace and a tens unit. She is being provided with a knee brace which adjusts to her knee and properly fitting, along with neck collar, soft collar, and a tens unit. How to use them has been explained to her. Her maps were reviewed, legs were reviewed. She is provided a physical therapy 3 times per week. She does have a sacroiliitis which is almost resolved now and is minimal. The test for Faber test, Gonsalin test are negative at this time. And in the physical examination, in the area of the musculoskeletal exam, do mention that the Faber test, Gonsalin test, and distraction test and compression test are all negative, and sacroiliac joints are non-tender, please. In the plan of care, again, patient will be seen in 30 days time. She had been provided with a neuropsych evaluation and treatment for TBI due to the PTSD and headache and dizziness, which is ongoing, even though there is not much of a vision disturbance, double vision. The PTSD, she will need a therapy. At the same time, we can do an evaluation for TBI. The rest of the medications continue, and she'll be seen in 30 days. Thank you. The patient does refuse injections. She's scared of them. However, if the pain doesn't go away in the right knee, the patient will be provided an injection to the knee area. Her pain is right now more closely in the supra and infrapatellar region. Thank you.